There we go. Can everybody hear me okay? Well, it's good to see everyone out this evening. If you would, go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 27. This is going to be our scripture for tonight's lesson. Well, as I do a lot of evenings, I was watching some TV the other night, and a clip from the 1950s was on. I watch a lot of YouTube how-to stuff and just different stuff. I think this was old-time TV, maybe. They have a lot of video clips out of the 1950s. Well, it was made by Encyclopedia Britannica, and at first, to me, you know, being in the modern setting, looking back, it was a funny little clip. And it was made to teach secretaries how to be successful in their workforce. Well, as I listened, I realized there was something more to this video. An older secretary began teaching the younger secretaries, you know, stenography and different things about the office. Well, she also taught them how to be successful. And as such, she was telling them ways to get along with their coworkers and how to succeed by knowing and taking responsibility for the job that they were going to be hired to do, and that they needed to know how to do it for themselves, seek out the information, and do it correctly. Well, she also instructed them to be thankful to their employers who gave them that opportunity. And she told them it was their responsibility, not somebody else's responsibility, it was their responsibility to make sure they fit in with the team. Well, then it hit me. This is exactly what society has lost. Personal responsibility for our actions. Then sadly, I realized that a lot of personal responsibility seems to have crept out of the church. But this isn't a new problem. If you're already over there, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 through 27. Says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed, there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. If you go to a grocery store, there's usually several items in there. You have the produce section, the dairy section, and many shelves stocked full of wonderful food. But the produce workers putting out the produce and the stock clerks who fill the shelves are there. And also the truck drivers delivering the goods to the store. If the truck driver said, "I'm not the one that puts the stock on the shelves, I'm not going to deliver the stock today." Or if the stock clerks wouldn't put out the merchandise because they're not the ones that get to drive the trucks, how long would that store stay open? Not long. That's exactly how long it would stay open. Not long at all. So if all we do is come in and sit on the pew on Sunday morning, how long will the church here at Flatwoods continue? If we sit down and we say, "Well, Brother Mark, he'll go visit the sick in the hospital. He's a preacher." Or we say, "Sister Betty, she'll visit those shut-ins, make sure they have company." Or we say, "Brother Ed or Brother Jim, or I'm sure somebody will be here to service the Lord's Supper and to pray and to teach the classes." How long will it stand? No, we can't do everything, but we can all do something. We have a tendency in our modern lives to allow our schedules to fill up with the not really necessary details of living. Things that could wait till tomorrow, but sometimes we don't let them. When's the last time we ask a neighbor or a friend to our home who doesn't know the gospel to have a Bible study? When is the last time we sat and talked with an erring sister or brother in Christ and told them how much we worried about their soul? Or did we say, "It's not my job"? Well, I'd like to read a story about four people. I saw this story yesterday. And the four people were named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it. But nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that, because it was everybody's job. Well, everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. We all are not the same part, but we are part of the body. And it's our Christian responsibility to be the best part of the body of Christ that we can be. This is the way that the body will continue to grow and somebody can get those important jobs done. You know, if you're here tonight and you've fallen away from the body, we're here for you. And we'd love to restore you to the body and to pray for you and pray with you and encourage you on your journey to being a better Christian. If you've never become part of the body, you can do that this evening through faith, repentance, confessing Christ as the Son of God, and being baptized for the remission of your sins and beginning to walk that new faithful Christian life. Whatever your need may be, would you come with me while we stand and sing?